The results are in after a vote among House Democrats this morning. This is a vote for leadership, and the new chairman of the Energy and Commerce Committee will be Henry Waxman. He will replace the longtime chairman from Michigan, John Dingell. This move could have a big impact on issues from energy to health care, and NPR's Brian Naylor has been covering the story. He's at the Capitol. Brian, good morning.
Good morning, Steve.
What makes this more than just a personality contest of interest to lawmakers?
Well, this is going to have an impact, outside the Beltway. The Energy and Commerce Committee controls a huge amount of legislation, telecommunications, health care, energy, environment. All of these issues come through that committee, and who is the chairman tends to select the kinds of legislation and the direction of that legislation. And so when you have a new administration coming in, a president-elect Obama has made clear that health care is going to be a priority, global warming, energy policy is going to be a priority. This is going to be a key committee in this Congress.
And why did Henry Waxman of California choose this moment to say he was the guy who should be leading that committee and not John Dingell?
Well, there's a number of reasons. There's ambition, but I think largely that Waxman sees himself and has been seen as a legislator, as someone who is interested in policy and someone who is interested in directing policy. He's been very active. He's held hearings on oversight. He's helped expand the Medicaid policy. He's held hearings where tobacco industry executives came in and testified about nicotine addiction, and so he's been a real activist. And I think this is a chance for him, he sees, to shape policy.
But he was upsetting a guy who was seen as almost a legend on Capitol Hill, John Dingell.
That's right. Dingell is maybe not loved, but certainly revered and often feared on Capitol Hill. He's one of the last of what they call the old bulls up here, and he was legendary for the way that he would rake administration officials over the coals, not just Bush administration officials, but Clinton and any official that came before his committee when he was the chairman. He didn't suffer fools, and he was a tough guy. And he was also seen, though, and this is, I think, what hurt him in the long run, as a very strong defender of the auto industry. He represents the Detroit area and blocked higher fuel efficiency standards, tried to block expansion of the Clean Air Act on emissions. And so I think he was seen as perhaps not, he was a man of a different time. And this is a time where policymakers see that this is a chance to have global warming legislation. And he was seen largely, I think, by some members as an impediment to those sorts of things.
So does that mean tough love at best for the auto industry?
Well, have you seen the past couple of days here? They didn't get much love when the CEOs came up looking for federal assistance. It's not clear exactly what's going to happen now or happen in the new Congress, but certainly I think there's a lot more of a willingness to steer policy in other directions, more pro-environment directions, if you will.
Brian, thanks very much.
Thank you, Steve.
NPR's Brian Naylor covers Capitol Hill for us, and he's telling us about the results of a leadership election for a committee chairmanship today. The new chairman of the Energy and Commerce Committee will be Henry Waxman, and he replaces longtime chairman John Dingell.